Good evening. This is Pooja from Radio Auroville. I am at Sadhana Forest with one of the co-founders, Aviram. It's been an amazing evening. It's a special day today as it's Sadhana Forest's 8th birthday. Hi, Aviram. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for coming.
It has been a wonderful, it's been my pleasure. It's been a great experience for me. Can you tell us a little bit about Sadhana Forest?
So Sadhana Forest started 8 years ago, and as a reforestation project, and now it's also doing a lot of environmental outreach and many different things. Also active in Haiti, doing a food forest for a poor community in the southeast of Haiti, and training people in rainwater harvesting, in reforestation, working with many, many volunteers. Yeah, you're most welcome every Friday at 4:30 to come and hear an explanation about what we're doing and share an evening with us.
I believe today was a special day. Every Friday you do this whole, tour of the forest and the eco-film interaction and free dinner. But today was because of the birthday. What kind of activities took place since morning today, and what was the participation like?
The participation was amazing. I think more than 100 people came in the morning and a few more hundreds during the day. There were many workshops in yoga, in arts, in dance, in entrepreneurship, in permaculture, different things. And I hope people enjoyed the day and could really get to know more about the content of our work and what are their opportunities. The entrepreneurship workshop I gave, and I really enjoyed sharing with like 60 people about their visions, what they want to create in their lives, and trying to support them. It was a very happy morning for me.
That's really nice to know. I took the tour for the first time, and it was amazing to hear so many things, different things that you have done, obviously for the environment, but also empowering people around here. Have you noticed any, it's for so many years you've been doing this, have you noticed an increase in participation from the local people in this project?
Definitely. I think that initially local people were thinking that we're very weird. Still, I think many of them think that we're quite weird, but I think that many more of them are now understand what we're doing, understand the value of what we're doing to all of us, and wish to participate and to come here more. The children are very involved because we have a project called Sadhana Forest Children's Land, and actually on Tuesday we are celebrating the second birthday of that project. Yeah, that brings up the participation. I think children are especially important because they are the future of this area. They will eventually be the ones protecting the forest and the local resources, and also, determining how things will look around here.
What struck me was I've met so many people in the last 20 days in Auroville involved with various projects and, volunteering, doing their bit. And it's been amazing. But what really struck me with you was the energy. It was, the energy was just electrifying. I feel if someone was sleeping, he would get up. And it was great. And, your sense of humor, etc. Obviously, you have a gift of, communicating with people, connecting with them. And I say that it has been great. Can you, tell us a little bit about how this journey has been for you personally when you started and today in terms of reaching out to people?
I think I just love people, and I love interacting with them, whoever they are. And it's really a joy for me to sit with people and to talk to them. So, I'm just having good fun. I'm not working very hard.
You also talked about, and during the tour showed about the different aspects of how you are doing your bit to make this place as environment friendly as possible, as self-sustainable in terms of conserving water, of course, in terms of the plants and trees that you grow. You also showed the solar lights. Could you tell us a little bit about the solar lights?
The solar system is a 5 kilowatt system that we have here, and it works most of the year unless it's very cloudy. If it's very cloudy, we're using our human power generator, which are 4 bicycles that are connected together to alternator and produce current. But I think something special about our solar system is that we try to consume most of the current when the sun is out. Mm-hmm. So we have timers all over Sadhana Forest that are in a way forcing people to use the current mainly between 12 o'clock noon and 5 o'clock in the evening. That's when the sun is producing most of the current and we can harvest it. We have very few batteries compared to the number of people that we are hosting here. And this is because batteries are not very environmentally friendly. They contain a lot of heavy metals and all other substances that are not good for the environment. So we have to educate the consumer of power to harvest, to use when the sun is producing, and not to keep all the current for the night and then people have the same use patterns like they practice on the grid.
Also, during your talk, you know, you talked about, you mentioned so many resources for anybody who's interested in environment in general or wants to make a difference in their own way, wherever they are living. Could you just offhand mention some of the movies or websites that you talked about?
A little bit difficult to remember what I mentioned today, but I think that The Garbage Warrior, the film from Mike Reynolds, the Earthship, the father of Earthships, is a very inspiring film that I recommend everybody to see. Another website that I think I mentioned was Cal Earth, calearth.org. It's Nader Khalili's website, also an architect, also from America, and also extremely inspiring. I don't remember what. I mentioned the film called King Corn. This was because there was a question about meat production and the cost of meat, and I addressed the issue of subsidies. Mm-hmm. King Corn is a very good way to understand how governments control prices of crops and what is really the economy behind behind large crops. Mm-hmm.
Also, you were featured in the movie that we saw today, an amazing movie, Freedom Ahead. And, you know, people would want to watch this movie. Is there any way that they can watch this movie online?
I don't know if it exists online. I think the producers of the film still want to sell it and you know, at least return their expenses. So I don't know if they send us a copy because I'm on that film, but I don't know that it's available online.
Okay.
But we'll definitely show it again here, so it will be available for Oroville.
Okay. The movie again is called Freedom Ahead. Is there any message that you would like to give out to people? This is, you know, going to be heard by people all over the world through the website. Is there any message you want to give out there? There are a lot of people trying to make a difference in their own way, and some of them give up hope because they're trying to survive in a system with limited resources. And, you know, you're a story of hope and inspiration. So is there any message you want to give out to people there? And also, how do you also feel personally as your journey? I mean, it must be a great sense of accomplishment. At the same time, I'm sure there would be some frustrations or challenges. So would you just please say something about that?
I think the message is don't be afraid. Be sure that everything is possible, that everything is attainable, and just go and do what you believe in, follow your heart, and believe in the grace, and let the grace work for you. If you're uptight, if you're nervous, the grace cannot act. But if you believe and you let go, the grace can support you. And I think this is the story of Sadhana Forest. We have enjoyed a lot of grace, and that's the only way I can explain the fact that we still survive after 8 years. It's not any careful planning or any thoughtful thing. It's more, you know, divine support.
What do you see the future as? I know you said there's no planning, but you're already working abroad at Haiti, what you had a detailed presentation on the same.
Yeah.
Are there more projects you're looking to do? Are you open to partnering or tying up in terms of sharing your resources or getting help with other organizations, NGOs or government based in India or abroad?
Yeah, we're very open to any kind of partnership that respects the ideas of you know, Oroville and what we believe in, definitely. And in terms of plans for the future, in general, we think about maybe doing something in Africa, maybe doing a Sadna forest in Africa, but I don't think it will happen very soon. There are many challenges with this financially and in terms of manpower, many other challenges, so I think it will take time. But I think it will happen. I think Africa is the next step for us, and it has been for a long time. We've been talking with many people about Senegal for a few years now, and I hope that within the next 2 years or something, we can do something in Africa. Many, many people are from Africa are contacting us, and from Ethiopia, from Kenya, from Senegal, from Morocco, from different places are contacting us and asking us to come and do something there. So eventually...
For anyone looking for more information, they can go to your website.
Yeah, website is Sadhana... sadhanaforest.org or sadhanaforesthaiti.org. So you're all welcome to visit there and drop us an email from there, or just come and visit us or phone us. We're very open to the public. We want to interact with you as much as you wish.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time. And again, the energy was infectious, and I'm looking forward to the dinner. Thank you, Abraham.
Thank you, and come again and stay with us to volunteer.
I'll consider that. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.